Hello, boys and girls. It's Jason Emmett. Yes, the show is coming back. We were supposed to be back this week. If you can't tell from my voice, though, I was sick all weekend. The whole long weekend, I literally spent in bed. I had the COVIDs, my friends. Luckily, I am vaxxed and boosted and all that, so really didn't hit me that hard, but it did make me sleep a whole bunch. Aside from that mild headache, I was good to go. So we will be back next week. And sorry we couldn't make it this week. We were scheduled to, I swear. But that's okay, because we're going to be doing something new, and we're going to start this week, and I'm going to release that, and hopefully you guys will like this. This is the Mixtape Movie and Music Update. As we round the corner of January 2024, these are the movies I am or was interested in. The following came out on 1/12/24. The Beekeeper. Sometimes I think writers struggle coming up with titles. This is one of those, but with Jason Statham, Jeremy Irons, Josh Hutcherson, and Minnie Driver in the cast, I have hopes for this action thriller, and so far the reviews have actually been really good. Statham plays a former government agent who, after the tragic loss of a close friend, seeks revenge against those who scammed her. Directed by David Ayer, this is promising an edge-of-your-seat thrill ride. We also have the musical adaptation of Mean Girls, the remake of the Tina Fey penned screenplay, this time set to music. Now, this is all based around the 2004 film and the 2017 Broadway musical. Do we need this? Probably not. But I was a fan of the original, and again, the reviews have been mostly positive, so maybe this one will be decent. Pixar Soul. Yes, you can watch this on Disney Plus, which is cool, but it was denied a theatrical release due to the COVID. Yeah, I get that. And unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, I still haven't seen it. And since it got released again on the big screen, I'm excited to have the opportunity to see it as it was originally intended. Starring Jamie Foxx, Tina Fey, and Graham Norton, and featuring music from Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross, and John Batiste, and considering the acclaim it has received, I am pretty stoked for this one. Jonah Ray, Alex Winter, splatter horror comedy with the undead and prog rock. Destroy All Neighbors landed on Shudder. I realize this genre isn't for everyone, but this is right up my alley. A musician, desperate to complete his magnum opus, ends up killing his vulgar neighbor. In an attempt to cover up the death, he ends up on a killing spree, where his victims come back to torment him. And finally, we have the Jake Johnson-led film, Self-Reliance, that hit Hulu. This one looked fun, and I will confess I did watch it. This tells the story of a man who is offered $1 million to partake in a reality show on the dark web, in which he has to survive a group of hunters trying to kill him for 30 days. There's one loophole, though. They are only allowed to kill him when he's alone, so he tries to convince friends and family to stick around him 24/7. Thing is, he's a little flighty, and most of them just don't believe him, so he ends up hiring a homeless guy, and then he ends up running into someone else who says they are in the game as well. This was a dark comedy from the Lonely Island crew. It was weird, but I did enjoy it. Again, this one's on Hulu, starring Jake Johnson, Christopher Lloyd, Natalie Morales, Wayne Brady, Anna Kendrick, and Andy Samberg. And those were the films that hit that I thought sounded interesting on the 12th. As for music releases, Kanye with Ty Dolla $ign, Vultures, that one hit the shelves, if you want. There have been a lot of questions regarding this, as most record labels are steering clear of Kanye after his recent hate speech, but alas, for better or worse, it has come out. Also, Kid Cudi and Sano, that's Cudi's 9th studio album. You can expect guest appearances from the likes of Travis Scott, Pharrell, Lil Wayne, and more. Now, I wanted to catch you up on this all last week. This would have been coming out before, but again, I got sick. January the 19th, we have ISS. ISS meaning International Space Station. This one sounds really cool. The plot revolves around a group of astronauts aboard the station when a global incident breaks out, and they are told to take over the station at any means necessary. This could make for a really interesting thriller, and by all accounts, it is just that. It was released at Tribeca last June and currently holds a 92% from critics on Rotten Tomatoes. Cult Killer, Alice Eve, Shelley Henning, Paul Reed, and Antonio Banderas. Alice Eve plays an investigator who teams up with a serial killer to try and clear the name of her mentor, Banderas. Directed by American Nightmare's John Keats. And for you anime fans, Cowboy Bebop the movie is set to re-release on the 21st. This is one of those extremely popular series for fans who I'm certain will be happy to catch this one on the big screen. That's really all I have. January and February tend to be a bit slower months for movies, as people would just prefer to stay instead of go out in all the cold. And you know, we're gearing up for blockbuster season. Oh, music dropping on the 19th. Green Day's Saviors, which is their 14th studio album, it's going to feature 15 tracks. Green Day continues to release good stuff, so I'm excited to hear this one, but there's already some controversy versus whether they stole music from Pink. Sounds like something that's right up this show's alley. We'll be back with the show proper next week. We'll also be back to update you on upcoming releases. Until then, go forth, watch movies, and stay awesome.